Good morning. Welcome to the regularly scheduled meeting of the Tourism Business Improvement District for the City of Morro Bay. Today is Thursday, December 8th, 9 a.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And at this time, I'd like to open up the microphone for public comment. Any members of the audience wishing to step forward and address the board may do so. Please state your name and the city that you dwell in. Seeing no one step forward, I will close public comment at this time. Board announcements. I have a couple of announcements to make. Carol and Cops are going through town this week, and I saw them out at North Morro Bay. And tonight at Del Mar Elementary School is Las Posadas, a beautiful community event that is a potluck, and there's ballet folklorico comes out from Cal Poly, a couple of mariachi bands, a celebration of music and dance, and the winter. And so we'd love to invite you out to that between 6 and 8:30. There's pinatas for the kids. Please bring a dish. That's it for my community announcements. Any other announcements?
I'd like to say something. I just wanted to congratulate the Chamber on putting together a fantastic boat parade event at the last minute. You guys just pulled it together, and the town was packed. Everybody was happy. The boats looked wonderful. The Coast Guard's shark was terrific, and I just think you did a great job, and please tell everybody who worked on it.
Yeah, the boats were phenomenal this year, and they went around and around and around, and they got the crowd involved. They were yelling to the people on the side, you know, up on the hill and stuff. It was really great. How many boats did you have, Craig?
We had 21. Actually, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we only had 8. So Sharon and staff did a wonderful job. I think some people built some boats so we could have them in the parade. But we got 13 the last 2 days. And thanks to George League for going out and stirring up the waters and getting us some other participants, too. But there was a lot of spirit in those boats that were out there. It was a lot of fun, and I'm happy that there was a positive impact on the community, too.
Yeah, it was packed. There was no parking down there. And I mean, everything was packed. The shell shop, all the way down, the whole place was packed. Even 2 blocks up, past Dorn's, packed parking.
Well, there were a lot of shops that were open later on, too, and I need to commend them because all the shops that were open had customers in there with bags, and the restaurants were busy. So it was a great day, great kickoff.
Agreed. Good job. Okay, and any other board announcements? Jane, any more? No? Okay, and then so we'll move to the approval of the minutes for the November 17, 2011 meeting. Did everybody have a chance to look those minutes over? Everybody had a chance to look those minutes over? Okay, I looked them over, and they look fine to me. Motion?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Passes. Unfinished business. We'll move to 5, unfinished business. And for that, I will turn it over, an update on the billboard. Sherry.
Good morning. we talked about the billboard at the last meeting, and it's on. Can you not hear me? And the decision was to try to get out of the contract. We had already signed on for a year contract on the Highway 101 billboard. So we were successful in doing that. We sold it to another business, and they are taking over the billboard on February 6th. So we will incur the cost for November, December, and 2 weeks from January to February 6th. The total on that is $3,255.
For that period, the total for the period,
The number again?
$3,255, and I've amended the budget to reflect that, so you'll get the budget today and be able to see that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good job. Is our signage still going to be up during that time before the transition?
Yeah, the Morro Bay signage will be up there until February 6th.
Thank you very much. Good job. Who'd you sell it to? Curious, Foster's?
Galaxy Theaters in Atascadero.
Perfect.
Yeah, yep. It's great for them, so it worked out well.
Okay, terrific. Next, we have B, the Jackrabbit Survey for the Stakeholders, and I did send that to you via email. And I'm hoping that everybody had an opportunity to take a look at that or to, you know, print it for discussion here today. And, of course, you know, I'm saying this, and I can't put my finger on it. Okay, we'll share it. Thank you. So in the light gray in the above is the old Jackrabbit survey that we sent out in May of 2011. The lower questions are possible questions that we discussed putting this new survey out to see if the stakeholders wanted us to expend basically somewhere between $12,000 and $14,000 a year on Jackrabbit this next year. The first question would be for people at home. Do you think the Morro Bay T-Bid should have a book direct feature on the visitor serving website, morrobay.org? Two is, should the MBT bid continue to make $14,000 a year investment for a book direct feature? Three is, do you think the money spent on the book direct feature is a good value? And I think there what I need to do is, after looking at the analytics also, is possibly take the analytics number or the amount of times that Jackrabbit has been hit on over a full year and divide that into the actual amount so that they're seeing what we're paying per click. So I'm going to make a note of pay per click, if that's okay with everyone.
I do have some data on that I just got from Jackrabbit.
Okay.
I have the clicks for the year and what the comparable, if you were paying for clicks, what you would be paying.
Oh, we might want to include that. Okay, and then three, do you think that the money spent on the book direct feature is a good value? Do you view the book direct feature as a benefit to A, visitors, B, hotel owners, C, both, D, neither? Five, do you feel that we should replace the current book direct system with an upgrade or other product? I'm not sure, you know. I feel like this is a redundant survey a little bit, because I feel like we did this for the stakeholders meeting last year, then we did it in May.
So you know what I'd be interested in is if we can add a question there. Do you have a way of determining how many of your bookings came through our book direct system? Because, you know, clicking and converting that to business is really important.
I'm writing it down. Okay, any other comments? John? Karen? So tell us about those figures you have, Sherry.
There were 24,627 clicks for the year so far, so that's starting in your, I'm wondering if he's working on a calendar year. He's got January through November 11, so he's on a calendar year, so we're at about 25,000 for this current 11 months in. We're paying a flat rate of $1,200 per month, or 70 cents a click. If you were paying per click, which would be 70 cents per click, you would pay $1,567 a month. That's how that calced out. He goes on that there's an average of 68 referrals per month in Morro Bay for the year. And he also talks about the conversions, the fact that, you know, are all the hoteliers taking advantage of, are they getting in there and finding out if conversions are being made, or is it just hits and then they're losing track of what the real value is?
The 68 referrals, what is that?
Per month.
Per month.
Yeah,
68 per property.
Mm-hmm. Per property per month.
Per month, okay. Yeah. I was so like, this does not, I know, I'm like, 68? Sorry.
But that's an average.
It is, yeah. So you don't know who's going high and who's going low.
Right.
I mean, we obviously have those stats. But
so in other words, in November, you said that our Jackrabbit clicks were 1,011. So if you divide that by 33 hotels, it's like 30. So it's 30 clicks. So how much are we paying for 30 clicks then?
It would be 70 cents per. So that's $21 per hotel times 30.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking 600, 650 at that point. But that's November. I mean,
right.
you have to average in.
So we have to average
the high months.
The one thing that I still go back to is this is a service. I don't think we can solely look at it as what it does for the hotel. I think we also have to look at it as a customer service outreach mechanism. And so there's also this whole customer service thing where, you know, you want to book a hotel, so you go in and you have to click on 14 hotels till you find one, or 4 hotels or 6 hotels until you find one that has availability that night. So you're doing like a 3-4 click job, as opposed to going in and putting your dates in like an airline and having the hotels that have availability come up and then clicking through to them. So I also see it as a customer service related issue.
I agree. I think that it's also for advertising, but it's because of the way our website is. If you look at other websites that don't have Book Direct systems, you see right on there, you can sort the hotels by what you need, and they all come up, and you can read about them 10 to 15 on a page. So I disagree with you, Joan, on that, but I do agree that at this point, because of the way our website is, it is an advertising tool.
Right, and you do pull up 10 or 15 on a page, and I just want to make note that you can pull up 10 or 15 on a page, but you can't tell whether they have availability when you have 15 on the page. You still have to click through to their site.
Even if you've used the availability to begin with?
No, on Jackrabbit you can, but we would have to have a system that would scrape,
right,
is what she's saying.
Right.
We would have to develop our own system that would scrape, and that's going to cost us money too. Welcome, Nick. No problem. Okay. So is there anything else besides, do we want to add anything about people seeing value in it as a customer service, as a guest service, rather than just as a hotel service? Do we want to add anything about that?
Why don't you just ask them to fill in the blank on what else does Jackrabbit represent them, and let them put it in their words?
I think in the first part, when we did the survey last time, we had actually asked specifically about, in terms of our website, the value, the customer service that it adds to the website, and that's not exactly listed in the new set of questions. So maybe something in terms of customer service with our website in the new survey.
For guest service.
For guest services in
as
the
a, new as a service to our guests, you know, is this a value as a service to our guests? Do you see value in this as a guest service mechanism? I got to figure out how to word that.
Yeah.
So if you let me play with that, I'll figure out how to word that, and then I'll put this survey out.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, Andrea, do we need a motion to get the survey out? We already said that we were going to do it last time. I was just bringing it back for some cleaning up.
I think you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
Would you remind everybody when the annual stockholders meeting is?
We're setting that date today.
Okay.
Okay, let me get back to my agenda here. Okay, and so now we are moving to, let's see, we have just covered B, the Jackrabbit survey for stakeholders. We're moving to C, the website update. And for that, I will turn it back over to the lovely Sherry.
Okay, I have a timeline for the website, as well as an updated site map that we'd like to get approval on as soon as possible. The timeline definitely has some deadlines on it that, you know, there's the board is responsible for, we're responsible for. It was a little challenging because of the holidays, so we're working with those dates. I mean, we're, you know, it's just a lot of people are gone and things like that. But we have started. We have, you know, very solid quotes on building the foundation of it, doing the design, doing the portal. We got all of your input on the back end and looked into that as far as people being able to access marketing, all of the marketing that we're doing, logos, agendas, that kind of thing. So definitely moving along from our last meeting. We, you know, hit the ground running, and we're excited to get it started. We will hopefully have we've got a deadline of getting design to you by the 21st of December, the first round of design. And that, I think, is going to take a subcommittee meeting, a creative subcommittee or a website subcommittee, not website subcommittee meeting. So I'll go ahead and schedule that, and, you know, we'll work with the challenges of the holiday and hoping that some or most people are around during that time. But let me give you these.
Can we just take it?
So the timeline is very similar to what we introduced at the very beginning, although we took some of your comments as far as getting a little bit more robust with retail. And so we will have a shopping page, which is under activities for the shopper, and again the portal that that people will have access to get documents for marketing and all of our meetings and that kind of thing. So you know, we're definitely open to suggestion. You guys can look that over and shoot me, you know, any comments that you have. But I think it will be in the development that you'll see. We've talked about some specifics of how we're going to do the hotel motel, which really we just touched on with the Jackrabbit scenario, that we're planning to have queries for people that they can go in and answer a couple of questions. How much do you want to pay? Where do you, you know, do you want to be on the water? Are you bringing your pet? And there will be a map that shows up with those hotels that have those amenities. So we've, you know, gotten to the point where that's a developed thing, and we'll be showing that to you as we move along with the design.
In terms of the hotel query portion that you're putting together, so what we basically have now is just dates, and we're going to expand that and include, other than pets, what other types of, like, water views or location, close to shopping or diner or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Okay. We want to keep it really brief because we know people won't spend a lot of time on it, but the dollar amount seems to be at the top of the list, the location and the pet friendly. And those can be changed. You know, there's also options where they can add other things in, but if they just want to go with those basics, that's what they'll be served with their answers.
Do you guys build it yourself, or do you contract this out to somebody else?
We're outsourcing the foundation of it, the, you know, actual coding, but we are very involved in it, but we are having somebody else do it so that we can parallel build the foundation and design at the same time instead of having to build the foundation and, you know.
Yeah, I'm not good at this sort of, you know, the website design and that kind of stuff, so I really don't understand the process and all that kind of stuff. From my prior experience, whenever we had some sort of a technology project, the the first thing we always learned to start out with was a requirements document. And, you know, you'd sit down with everybody who was going to use the system, whatever it was, both from the bank side where I worked, or from the customer side, or from the operations end, or wherever it was. We all said exactly, what is it you want this thing to do? And we probably spend more time creating a requirements document than the technology people did in actually building the thing. Because they always told us if they knew exactly what we wanted, it would, you know, they could build it, you know, and they'd build it to our specifications. And I don't know exactly how to say it, but I don't feel like we've gone through that requirements document phase of this thing. This is kind of coming at us, and you know, I don't know if this is good or not. I have no clue. But whether it's technologically good or not, I would never be able to judge. I would just need to be able to figure out, is this going to do everything I think it should do, need to do for our customer? For example, in the our report coming up in packaging, I mean, we have a vision of a very robust front page that's going to kind of like have a news article of what's going on to get the potential visitor kind of excited about what's, you know, our theme for packaging for the month, and then lead them into what the properties are offering in support of that. And we're kind of looking at the thing as probably refreshing that information maybe even a couple of times a month. You know, I don't know if And it would have to be able to be refreshed very easily. You know, somebody probably sitting in the visitor center, one of the people in Craig's staff, probably, you know, a volunteer, I guess. It's going to have to be easy enough to allow that person to be able to take the copy that somebody's preparing and, you know, put it on the website and things like that. I don't know how to tell if this is do things like that. And I don't know what other requirements other people might have thought of. From a, and I'm not a hotelier, so I don't know from the business perspective what those requirements are.
Yeah, we have had a couple of meetings about the website and had some intake on what people want, what we need to fix. I think that's an excellent idea to, you know, I sent out an email about getting some website preferences, some of the tools that you like on other websites. So I think that'll be something that we're looking at. We did in-house, we did a client intake form that Jennifer and I went out over together. You know, what are we trying to sell? What's our market? What's Morro Bay? What's the color scheme? What's the, you know, that kind of thing. So we have those basics, but I think that information, just as you talked about for the packaging, that information we need to, and I think we should probably, with the website subcommittee, start there and then do when I meet with the packaging subcommittee, that should be on the agenda, is to do the website. But I do think that it can be, we can certainly do a basic requirements document to start with, and then add it as we meet with the different committees to find out what they want. But I think we have a real basic view of what you need. We know the functionality is a huge component of this, and that's been our driving force, is to make it user-friendly. It is going to be on a CMS system, so that, as you said, anybody, you know, whoever you appoint to change it, it will be very easy. We've done a lot of these websites for different clients. The training takes about 40 minutes, basically, and we come out and do that, you know, to anybody who you want to be the administrator. So that's one of our goals, is to have somebody else doing the updates and making it very simple.
I mean, it's entirely possible that, and also the way this thing is coded, that it may be very, very flexible. So if you want to change something down the road, it, you know, I'm thinking January being restaurant month, would it be really neat to be able to, with Windows permission, to import their prefix meal menu onto our website and be able to show that as an enticement to get somebody to come to Morro Bay and, you know, stay and eat there. And I just want to make sure it can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we actually talked about, and I think I talked about it with the creative subcommittee, about how we wanted the restaurants to show up, and we talked about specific menus. But having that flexibility is huge, because there's different, you know, Valentine's Day, things that they do for different events that would be great to have on the website. And our goal is to have it be very flexible and be able to be changed, you know, at a moment's notice.
Thank you.
One of the things we discussed, and Sherry knows this, is that we can push people to our website right now, but we can't really push our website on people. We don't have that reverse capability right now the way the back end is. So once we have this, we'll have that reverse capability where we're able to go in, refresh, change, update, you know, make it sparkle or whatever it is for the holidays, you know, put little twinkly, whatever the theme is, you know, we'll be able to change it in order for it to be kind of pushed on the visitor as they see that site.
Does the website development stand independent of an app that we might put out for somebody to load onto their cell phone or iPad or something like that?
We've addressed in the budget for the website, the new website, the mobile website is included because we want the mobile website to look very much like, instead of it being totally different like it is now, we want it to be seamless, that they go to their phone and they get the Morro Bay website. An app is a whole different thing, but we should certainly explore it because it's, you know, it's getting to be more and more that people go to apps rather than the mobile website. So that's our, would be a go forward.
Can you tell us, as we're updated on this through you, we made a motion last month to go 13.5, I want to pull it up, and then to promise, to kind of a promissory note for the rest of the money as you work forward. Do you know where we're at with that, dollar-wise?
I think we'll know from the CPC at the meeting next Thursday. And they have to make a decision about that. So that's on the agenda for our December 15th meeting, and I should be able to advise you on that. And then I've provided data to the chamber as far as, you know, what their portion is and what the costs are, you know, different portions of that. So I expect to have a decision on that by the 15th as well. So I think by December 15th we should have all the parties weighing in on percentages, and I think that's something that the parties have to decide among them. We can't decide that for them, but, you know, we're certainly a mediator for that and letting them know what portion of the website is chamber oriented and that kind of thing. So the CPC requested that we go through every single tab and every single page in the website and figure out who it belonged to. It's impossible. You cannot do that. So they've been advised of that, and I think they just need to, you know, everybody needs to look at the value to their particular interest and gauge it from there. So I think, you know, based on the budgets that we have for both TBID and CPC, I think we can make it work, and I think I will be able to give you approved percentages by the 16th of December after that meeting.
Would you be able to shoot us that in an email? Would you be able to shoot us that in an email, knowing that we will not discuss it because of the Brown Act, but just shoot it to us for informational purposes?
So just shoot it to the whole board? Is that?
That would be great.
That's what I'll do.
Board? Interested? Yeah. No? Consensus? Yep. Okay.
Is there an interest in pursuing an app on the board?
Pardon me?
Is there an interest in pursuing an app? A Morro Bay app?
A Morro Bay app?
Yeah.
Got an app for that?
I think maybe we should move forward with updating the website and the Mobi website, and then maybe after we get that done, maybe this spring talk about moving forward with an app.
Because that probably would be something we'd have to budget too. So
again, something we'll budget for. Okay, so well, let's put that as a future agenda item because we can't discuss that. So let me put. Okay. And
Sherry, would there be any benefit to thinking about bringing forward an app at this point while you're working on the website? Do they overlap enough in content that, you know, it would be a benefit for you to know early on whether we're going to request an app?
Let me double check on that. I'm not absolutely sure, but it seems that it might make sense, that the content would be similar and that it might be a parallel motion. But when I get back to the office, I'll talk to them and see what what the significance, and get an estimate for you guys too.
Okay. Good idea. Now we have, I'm sorry? I don't think we don't need to approve this. We've already approved the funding, so we're good with that.
Yeah, that was basically just so you had the most updated version of the site map, and we did previously approve it, so.
So let's just go over the site map. So the page opens up. This is the home page at the top, and in a corner somewhere on the top, it's going to have weather, surf and tides, newsletter, jackrabbit, webcam, BID login, and visitor's guide, right? Okay. And then tabs across, is that what all these are? These are all tabs across the top?
There will be a nav bar that, the second line is the nav bar. But I'm not sure that all, like the press page, I'm not sure that that'll be part of the nav bar. This green part of it is, she's got down here that it's search functionality. So the specials and deals, plan a trip, lodging, these things that aren't in green will all be on the nav bar. It's very similar to what, I mean, the nav bar may be quite different than what it looks like now, but that is the nav bar, and then you drill down into either drop-down menus or you're hovering over and getting this information that comes underneath those tabs.
So what you're saying is that everything in the first two lines is basically available from the home page.
Exactly.
So it's one click then over to hotels and motels.
Yeah, two clicks to get to your property's website is our goal.
Okay. And same with restaurants, two clicks to restaurants, two clicks to services, like kayaking activities.
Yes.
Okay. Two clicks. Okay. Pardon? What's a widget?
A widget is some icon, like it's generally an icon that shows up on, it's not on the nav bar, but we talked about actually having a widget for the chamber, possibly not having the chamber on the nav bar, but haven't made a total decision on that. So it almost looks like you're going to another site, but you're coming back. So it would be like a button that may be below the nav bar that would say Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce or Morro Bay, boat port. You could go to a landing page from a widget. So it's basically just a button on the page. And just to let you know, we'll be working closely with you on presenting design, then presenting the initial design, then presenting a few pages, the home page first, then a few pages of the design so you can see that, and then prototypes so that you can see how it's going to work. We're going to get on a computer and say, this is where it clicks, this is where it goes, and that you're still in an editing phase at that point, that it can be changed, if it's not agreeable. But
most of that will be done at the subcommittee level, I presume.
I think we'll have to do a lot of it on the subcommittee level, but we'll be bringing it obviously every month to the board. You'll be getting updates every month because we've got January and February board meetings that this website will be moving along quite swiftly. So I think you'll be seeing updates for the whole board, but we'll have meetings in between to make sure that we're on the right track.
It would be neat if somewhere along the line the whole, I'm not on the subcommittee, but I'd love to see some of this as it's in development. So if it works on the agenda, then.
Yeah, I see this absolutely staying an open item. Oopsie. Staying an open item until we get it finished so that we can continually bring back, all the information to you.
I mean, actually seeing a partial demo of it or something like that,
Right. Okay. Sorry about that, AGP. I keep hitting the microphone with my ring. Okay, so I agree. It's got to come back for everyone to look at, especially if we end up fully funding it. I want everybody to have a good feeling about it. Okay? Not that you shouldn't have a good feeling about it, whether we partially fund it or fully fund it. I'm just saying, Okay. So D, we're moving to discussion of changes for the packaging promotions, and for that I'm turning over to Jane and John. I'm not sure which one of you is spearheading this discussion, but I know it's not me.
Well, first of all, you also have us under Hotel Packaging Subcommittee Report, so do you want us to just go under there?
If we need to make a motion, it needs to go here.
Okay. So you've all been presented with our new packaging proposals. John and Michelle, actually, and I and everybody have been talking at length about how to move forward with the different types of hotel, motels, inns, and everything that we have. And so John put together something. He's going to go over. He can go over it with you. One of the things that we have to remember is that people book. Some of them book immediately, but they're usually booking between 3 and 6 months in advance. Maybe more if they're out of the country, but they don't really care about promotions when they're out of the country. So right now people are probably, we're mid-December, they're looking at, oh, let's go away for January or February. A lot of these packages, and John can go over them with you for the public, require somebody to put some things together. So John, go ahead and take it away.
Okay. I sent this out email yesterday to everybody.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a chance to take a look at it and kind of get a feel of what we were talking about. But the idea was that for each month, we're going to create sort of a theme feeling for the month, for each of the 12 months of the year, including the summer months. We will publicize that theme through the website and other ways, primarily the website, though. Starting 30 days at least prior to the month, all the way through the month. So you'll have 30 days notification in the current month, and then this month you're going to be looking at what's going to be promoted for next month. The themes that we're looking forward or suggesting to put forward, January restaurant month, I think we kind of settled on that one before. That's a good one. This is going to be dependent on, obviously, the restaurants having something for us to promote. So we're going to have to get on that one fairly quickly to find out what we've got out there. And that's where the question about, you know, importing a menu from Windows onto our website to help promote the thing comes from. February really is kind of a split thing. It's the Valentine's feel through the whole thing. And then Paso is coming up with Hotel Month, which is just a packaging of a package, basically. It's kind of the same thing with a new name on it. So I thought we could piggyback on that one. March, Winter Escape, the idea, recharge the batteries. It's here. You can see what it looks like. I think that the one that, and any of the themes, if we don't like the themes, want to change the themes, we can certainly do those. But this is what we're recommending to go with right now. Over the summer, where, you know, our occupancy is the highest of the year in the three summer months, we thought we'd take that time to promote the shoulder and off seasons. So it's come stay with us in the summer and you'll get a certificate to come back for buy another room sometime in the winter and get a free day to go along with that one. So we'll set at least 2 days at high season rates and 1 day at low season rates and give away 1 day at low season rates, which I think is favorable to us and probably a pretty good offer, I think, to the user. And as far as I'm concerned, if you come and visit us four times in the summer, you get four certificates. So you can come back and visit us four times in the winter. You know, that's the more they use it, the more they get, and I think the more we're all happy, which is where we want to wind up. The last one is the holiday in the fishing village kind of thing. I think there was a good start on that this year. I mean, the boat parade was the best one I've seen, and it seemed like a lot of the merchants were, you know, decorating up a bit more than in prior years. I think more of the merchants were open and so forth. I mean, the kind of the first and the last months of the year are really going to be dependent on either the restaurants or the other merchants in town stepping up for their piece. So we'll have to work closely with the chamber on this kind of stuff. But I think it's also good. It's a good opportunity to demonstrate how we can work together and jointly really pull something off that is good. I think that's kind of it. Are there questions?
I wanted to interject something. So our concept is, for example, in the Winter Escape, we would say this is the package we want the hotels under here to offer if we decide it's going to be two nights stay and a free breakfast, okay, then the hotels that are going to offer that will be under that. Okay? They'll have to arrange their own place for breakfast. The comeback on us, for every two nights you get a one free night, maybe with a two-night stay in the other months. We're going to be developing that a little bit further. But if we can get an approval on this, then we can go back in our hotel packaging committee and we can specifically define what we're looking at.
So rather than, just for my clarification, rather than asking the hotels what deal they want to put out, that's what we did in October and November, what's your packaging deal, what's your specials and deals, we would really be asking the hotels, do you want to participate in this January
right.
theme month, or this
you're going to have, the website will have two offers. Number
okay.
one, this is the Morro Bay. Okay, this is what you can get in Morro Bay at these hotels. And then you can say other specials, we've done that before, you know, other specials or other packages. But we can have sanctioned packages.
Yeah, I mean, if I think Embarcadero Inn, for example, has a golf package. And I don't know, maybe they want to run that golf package 12 months a year. And if they want to, then that's their golf package 12 months a year. In addition to that, they may want to participate in the restaurant month package and offer up, you know, a night free for with two nights stay, or offer up two glasses of wine with dinner at one of our local restaurants, you know, whatever there is, they want to add to the package consistent with the theme of restaurant month. Another property may offer something entirely different, complementary to the theme. You know, it's a tasting at one of the wine stores prior to whatever they want to offer up, but it's consistent with the theme, in addition to whatever they would normally want to offer as a promotional package.
I love the idea of putting the theme out there for the month. I think you're going to get more participation if you leave it open to the hoteliers to design their own packages. So I'm not too sure about the idea of creating a package, asking for participation, and then also saying, if you have another package in this theme for this month, let's promote that also.
No, we're just putting out the theme. And we're going to suggest, you know, you could offer wine with dinner. You could, you know, we're going to suggest things that might go fit into the package. And then each property creates their own package that they want to offer. I think it would look great if we had 12 participating properties and we had 12 different packages. I mean, a whole variety of stuff out there.
So then these are just going to be the themes. I was under different pressure, but I guess these are like January will be restaurant month, and then every hotel can say what's your package in restaurant month, and those are the only ones that are going to be offered under specials, and we're not going to have anything else?
No, if a property wants to offer the golf package,
they can do that.
They can continue to do that, and then they can also offer the theme package.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you'll have two things you have to do.
So then restaurant month package goes under restaurant month, and then there's a button or something that says click here for other fantastic Morro Bay specials and wonderful deals.
Yeah. And good point, because that's a functionality we need to see in the website to allow that to happen.
I have a question now. How are the restaurants involved? Are the hotels contacting them, or is someone, the packaging committee?
Restaurant month is a state of California, you know, try to get everybody to have restaurant month.
No, I know that, but I mean, in some of the other packages throughout the year, they involve restaurants or discounts. How are they, and how are the restaurants involved? Are they contacted by the individual hoteliers or the?
No, the director of tourism will be contacting them.
The restaurants.
Well, until we get one, how about that?
Well, that's an excellent point, because that it takes a lot of work to do that. Right now we have Craig, who has an excellent system where he can email these themes now to all the restaurants or, you know, whoever wants to participate, and say, this is the theme. If you want to participate, this is your deadline to participate. And then the hoteliers will then need to know what each restaurant will offer, because maybe, Nick, your restaurant would say, one free taco when, you know, when with every two dinners or something. No, so we need to know
typically
that.
The way the restaurant month thing works, it's a fixed price meal. Mm-hmm. It's dinner for two with choice of one of three appetizers, choice of one of five entrees, and a shared dessert.
The county VCB has set up a specific restaurant month program for the month of January. And right now there's three restaurants in Morro Bay that are participating in it with a three-course prefix meal. So I would think the county VCB sends that out to members who's involved. And then, I think the members could take it upon themselves to contact restaurants if there's specific restaurants that they do or don't want to. I would hope that they would participate with all the restaurants and let the guests decide what restaurants they want to eat at. And the restaurants have been very cooperative in terms of setting up gift certificates from the hotels and things like that. So I don't think that's going to be a real difficult thing.
This isn't a hotel on the giveaway part. The hotel's not giving away anything here. It's the restaurant that's putting up the promotion. We're just piggybacking their promotion, number one. Number two, that's the part about the county is, it's being driven from the county level as long as you're a member at the county level. Yeah. So if you're not a member, you're not getting promoted by the county. There's other restaurants in town, I think, that are probably not members at the county level that hopefully we will contact. Hopefully they're members of the chamber.
Well, the point is that...
And then we would get contact to the chamber to tell those people that's going on. The ongoing program right now, the packaging committee is going to have to find out the names of those restaurants that are participating in the program so we can promote it on the website. Hopefully down the road, if we have a director of tourism or whatever that position is called, this would be something that would be managed by that individual. So I would also say, take this discussion and move it to our next Director of Tourism workshop, because there is a specific job requirement for a Director
of
Tourism.
And I love the idea of being able to expand this beyond what the VCB is offering and include all the restaurants in Morro Bay, whether they're VCB members or not, or have chosen to participate in that program. That's a great idea.
I think, too, that, we've got expensive rooms and we've got economy rooms, and somebody in an economy room may not go out to dinner at Windows on the Water, but you could go to some other restaurant. Giovanni's could have a fixed priced dinner or lunch.
So can Lola's.
Everybody's can.
But then what we're doing is we are limiting January month to restaurant month to price fixed meals, and we have to be really clear on that. So when Craig goes out, and he gives everybody in Morro Bay an email, says you have to have a price fixed meal, give us your menu, and then all the hotels have to be able to have that menu.
No, what I meant was that the VCBs is set up as a prefix meal, but the other hotels or restaurants in Morro Bay can set up whatever other specials they want to dovetail with Restaurant Month as supported by the VCB.
This could be very simple in as instead of a prefix meal and doing all these things, it could be as simple as the tourism, whoever it is, puts out the email to the restaurants and says, are you willing to participate if a guest brings in a hotel receipt? If they come in with their hotel receipt or key card or whatever, they get 10% off, and then we have a list of restaurants for them to choose to make reservations with. Or when a hotel calls and makes the reservation or whatever for the guest and says this is a restaurant month guest, that guest gets 10% off of that restaurant or something. I mean, it could work a bunch of different ways, but I think that it's a great concept, and we should let the subcommittee drill down on it, because having this discussion here is not going to work if you can just bring back two different...
This isn't going to happen for this year.
It's not
going to
happen.
But it's a great concept and a great, all of the concepts are great, I think. So I think we just need to drill down on them as we move forward through the year.
And I would suggest that, the restaurant month is going to happen. So if somebody wants to promote restaurant month with the three restaurants we've got, I'd say go ahead and promote it. And we need to put that out to the hotels.
I agree.
Then I would say, as far as we're concerned, then let's start working on the February package.
Hotel month.
Because January 1st would be our deadline to put something on the website in relation to that. And we're going to have to continue to do this as a packaging subcommittee until we you know, we have somebody to hand to this responsibility to, as some of the other volunteers in this group will be handling saver responsibilities and things like that. Off.
Is there value to asking the restaurants what they'd like to do and maybe creating a landing page or something on the website that at least addresses the 2012 Restaurant Month?
I think so. I think there is. I think there's great value to show what we have. I mean, it's a CPC thing, but I think it's great value. It's, you know, I almost want to say, yeah, get to work on it, but I don't know how CPC feels, and I don't want to step all over their toes.
Let me talk to them. And I mean, it could be put together very simply, and I think just to let the – it's basically an email out to the restaurateurs to see what they want, you know, what their specials are, creating a page that, you know, is attractive with their specials on it. And it's attractive to both locals and out of market, so I think it's worth joining
in. Do you have that email list broken out?
I do not, but I bet I could get it from Craig.
Craig, can you talk to your membership to see who is – going to provide some sort of a promotion and mention it to those that aren't to see if they would like to participate, and then we will try and promote all those restaurants in our package.
Right. Those that aren't, we can get the list from the city through the business license application process.
Yeah, can you let them know that the TBID's interested in really promoting Restaurant Month and working in the future to get the hotels and the restaurants put together? Maybe copy the board or definitely copy the board
on it? I'll work with you, Joan, so that you can preview the copy and make sure that we get all the points.
Is that okay with
everyone? That's okay.
Or did you want to work with him?
Yeah, I was going to say probably at the subcommittee level.
Yeah, your subcommittee.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Packaging subcommittee.
Which is Jay and myself and
Michelle.
Michelle.
If you can draft something up, I'd be happy to send that out.
Will do.
Will you make sure that the whole board is copied on?
Yes.
When it goes, just so I can see the flow. I like
Yeah, and
the flow.
I'll put the whole board on any information communications we send out.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Okay, whoops. Got off. So do we need a motion to accept these planned movements? So I'm looking for a motion to accept the Morro Bay Lodging Packaging Plan for 2012 calendar year.
So moved.
Discussion? Or rather, second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Now we move to monthly reports. Trade show subcommittee did not meet. Website subcommittee report. We kind of covered that up here with where the website is at, but I would like to say that after this, if we can have the website subcommittee, the two members that are here, hang around with Sherry so that we can schedule a meeting, that would be terrific. Okay. Hotel packaging subcommittee report, we received and made a motion on that above, unless there's anything else. Creative subcommittee did not meet in our two-week period. Public relations did not meet. I'm getting an uh-uh. Okay. Visitor and Conference Bureau County CBID. County CBID did not have a meeting, and VCB is Michelle, and she's not here. Andrea, you attend those. Is there anything there? And then also there was a special meeting on marketing from the VCB, which I know Sherry had people attend.
I don't think there's been a VC meeting between our last meeting and this meeting. And if there was nothing reportable.
Okay. But there was a special marketing meeting that Sherry had someone attend. Okay.
This was the December 2nd meeting at the VCB, and it was basically them rolling out their co-op for 2012, and they discussed doing TV, social media, public relations, doing a SkyWest magazine, an airline magazine, trying to get co-op partners so that we could have a Central Coast feature in the SkyWest magazine. They're looking at a Worth the Drive theme. That's Worth the Drive. That met with some controversy at the meeting, and so they're going back.
Worth the Drive?
Worth the Drive.
Worth the Drive.
Yeah, just...
Worth
basically, that's where they're advertising, and it does have some negative connotations. So people, it was a quite a dicey meeting, if I heard it correctly. So what they've decided to do is kind of extend some of the ideas that they had from this December 2nd meeting into their December 15th workshop meeting. There's a meeting from 1 to 5 at the Courtyard Marriott, and BCA will be attending that, and I don't know if there's other people that will, because there's a couple of workshops, yeah, that are going on that they're asking for. They're asking for key messages for the workshop, and I just got this from Molly. So I sent her an email back asking if they wanted our key, do they want more Obey's key message, what we want to get out, or are they looking for ideas for the county? So I'll report back to you on what, so that when we go to that meeting, we're prepared with that. And she also asked, Stacy asked for us to send some case studies, which we have reams of case studies on tourism. So if that's what she's looking for, we'll provide that to her. But that's basically, it's been extended. They want to, they want to get into these workshops and talk about what they presented. What I kind of got from it was that some of the people at the meeting, some of the TBIDs, felt that the co-op program was a little stodgy. It was a lot of print, and some of that just doesn't go over well. People think, why are we still dealing with print when we can do online and we can do AdWords and we can do... So that was the take of it. I think they got a little... They had a good plan. I think the SkyWest feature is an excellent plan. I've done those before for other cities, and it works beautifully. I mean, you saw the benefits for U.S. Airways last year. So I think that's something to... and they're looking at that for September, October. They're basically... The co-op plan is planned for February, March, and April of 2012, and then September and October of 2012. So that's where they've set up their timelines.
And how much is the overall co-op plan?
They mention here that it was, they didn't discuss any minimums. There used to be minimums that you could, you had to put in $8,000 to even be a part of this. They're trying to get more people to be able, even the very small bids, to be able to participate. So they didn't really name any or list any actual dollar amounts. They said that there would be, if somebody, I'm sure there's going to be something, but they just didn't get that far along in it. They did say that the SkyWest, the VCB investment for that is $18,000 for their marketing budget, but that, the more tourism partners that glom onto that co-op piece, we're going to get more pages, we're going to get more features. So but I really think a lot is going to be determined at this December 15th. And then they're looking for a marketing committee to be established. So beware of that. That was the basics. And it was a lot of print, some radio. They talked about getting some radio, food and wine radio personalities to come into the area, and we talked about specifically coming into different cities and them talking about it when they got back to their program. So I think it's similar to some of the things that they've announced before.
With all of this food and wine driven marketing that is going on, will you be approaching the CPC with this plan also?
Definitely. They've got VCB co-op on their budget. It just hasn't been determined how much.
Okay. So we'll wait to hear back from you. And then that is a great reminder. I forgot to make that announcement that December 15th is that VCB planned workshop on marketing that takes place over in San Luis Obispo at the courtyard there, and it is pretty much a 9 to 5-er. Is it a 1 to 5-er, and then there's something afterwards?
Yeah, it's a 1 to 5, and then a cocktail hour.
That's right.
5 to 7:30.
Yeah, 5 to 7:30. I think I have a holiday play for one of my kids that night. But that was a wonderful, super well put on workshop last year. Hugely informative, great information came out of that. regarding our own city, how our city is placed in this county, and the future of the overall county tourism and the value of tourism. And I would encourage all of the stakeholders, CPC, Chamber, to make time to go to that, because it's an important one. So, and Tibbeters, and any hoteliers who want to go, and we can even form a carpool. Okay. And so the next one is, Craig, Visitor Center Report. G.
Thank you, Joan. As you can see from the November promotions report, we're definitely in our shoulder season. And the numbers show it within the visitor center. We're down to about a third of what our busy time is. But we compare fairly closely with November of 2010 with regards to visits and requests. We are seeing some more fulfillment requests coming in thanks to the advertising and marketing. So that's always welcome. In the report, you'll see a breakdown of the fulfillment totals, where we get most of our requests, and the trending for the last 2 years. Most of our requests come from Sunset Magazine and that marketing effort. I've included graphs showing visitation and calls over the last few years. And then the last page is a week's reporting of the hourly visitor count to show you how that traffic has dropped down and how are we doing with an hourly visit count. And I think it was a good move to extend our hours. We did pick up a lot of visitors later on the weekend hours, and so we'll continue to monitor that.
Just out of curiosity, Craig, with the phone calls and total visitor counts being fairly equal,
mm-hmm.
To 2010 to 2011, but the referrals dropping down significantly, any idea why?
It may be the way that we're counting referrals. It may have been a change over from how it was done previous to me coming on board. We count a referral. If somebody comes in and asks, where can I get seafood? We ask qualifying questions about, you know, what sort of restaurant and price range and all of that. But if we give, if we mention specifically three restaurants, that's three referrals. If we give out a brochure that has everybody listed, we're not specifically referring any individual business, so we are not counting that as a referral, at least currently. I'm not sure what was done in the past. Any other questions?
If you give out three restaurant names,
mm-hmm.
should that be counted as three referrals?
I believe so, yeah, because we're specifically mentioning the restaurants and telling them where they're at.
I don't know. It sounds to me like three people came in and were sent to three restaurants as opposed to one person. I would almost count the person, not how many restaurants were mentioned.
Well, it's possible that those people can go to all three restaurants as a result of our referral if they're here for a weekend. I have no way of tracking even if they go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be consistent here how we're counting
the
referrals. And it's the same way with the restroom breaks. And we're not counting those in totals now, so that reflects when we're comparing to last year when all the visits were counted, including questions about the restroom.
I have a question. If a chamber member comes in just to ask something about their business, are they counted as a visitor?
No.
Okay.
No, we qualify whether it's chamber business or visitor business.
Craig, not to make, maybe this is in here somewhere and I'm just not seeing it today, but this spread that you have, this hourly spread,
mm-hmm.
where are the total visitors at that come in for the month? Where is that at?
Why that's the first page.
Oh, there it is. Yes, I see
November.
It now. Sorry. I knew I had seen it before. I'm like, where is it? Okay, because I was just trying to figure out for John, you know, you could take that number and divide it by referrals or whatever and get your, get your number that you're after. Okay. So thank you very much. Aunt, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Craig, or shall we accept that for file? Everyone good?
I just have one question. Do you happen to have just on hand really quick your October 2011 visitor total?
I do.
Yes, I do, actually.
In November, it was 1,504.
October was 2,283.
Okay. No, that's all I wanted to know, because if you correlate that to Jackrabbit clicks, in October we only had 1,100 Jackrabbit clicks, so we had more people walking in. I think we need to look at that stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so sorry, back to the agenda here, folks. Okay, so now we are on H, a review of the transient occupancy report, and we are year-on-year up 1% when we receive the report. But I think Andrea might have some new information for us. Is that true?
I do. Between the time that we sent the report and yesterday, we had one more motel turn in their receipt. So I will give you these. I'll forward this to you.
Okay.
But here are the numbers. Under the column A, motel receipts, the new number is 1,407,977. And then let's go to the motel tax collected, 140,796, which is kind of obvious. And then just in case, and then let's go all the way over to H, column H, 161,205. And the Morro Bay T-bid money collected goes up to 42,238. And again, I will forward that to you. It just was updated yesterday.
What did that make our occupancy percentage? Did
you know what? Occupancy didn't change, interestingly and unfortunately.
Okay.
I'd love to say it was 62, but it is not.
I love that 62 number. That's right, Andrea. Good goal. Thank you. I would love you to say 62 also, so let's shoot for that next year. All right. We have a goal now. Everybody hear that? All right. Now we'll accept that for file, and we look forward to the new one coming to us. And IBCA Advertising Agency report. Yay! For that, Sherry?
Sherry. All righty. We are looking at some of the campaigns that we've got going on. I've included both CPC and TBID campaigns so that everybody knows what everybody's doing. This is a Yahoo campaign that started up. The reporting is from the 16th of November through the 30th of November. It's doing very well. Their standard click-through rate is 0.10, and we're at 0.15, so we're happy with that. That continues through March, and we also have a TBID Yahoo campaign starting up in January. So they'll crisscross a little bit, but you guys will go a little bit farther into the springtime. This is the Highway 1 billboard that's been approved, and it's going up, and we got the specs. Craig climbed up on the billboard and got us the specs. So we're very excited, and I see that going up the first week of January. So that'll be a nice new addition. This is the LATimes.com e-blast that was put out for our winter packages. It went out on November 16th, I believe, and the again had a good open rate and a good click-through rate. And this clicks through right to your specials and deals packages. This was a T-bid campaign. And we plan to do another one on December 15th. So we'll be going out to the hoteliers again with requesting packages. And we've had good success with this, and we'll continue. And then with the new packaging, that'll be exciting to have some. Exactly.
December 15th, the same one, or is it a different campaign, different ad? Photo.
Thanks. The wonderful winter getaway seems to make perfect sense. The photos will probably change, just for variety. I need that. Okay, this is a...
Could you put some snow on the rock, maybe?
There we go. There we go. Santa on top of the rock. I don't know.
I know, it's serious. I think that would be great. Snow-covered rock.
We'll really throw some people off, won't we? Okay, this is the sunset.com banner ad campaign. This started last month, and we're continuing to see some really good returns on this. This flip-flopped last month. That leaderboard was getting more action than the big ad. Both of these ads rotate. There's four different screens. It goes from Discover, trying to think of all the things we say, but it's Discover Morro Bay, Discover Fun, Discover this, and then it ends on Destination Morro Bay. This last screen clicks through to the website, and we're getting some good success with that. In January, we start the visitcalifornia.com banner ad campaign, so that's something that will heighten our awareness as well. This is TripAdvisor.com, which is a TBID campaign. We have both a sponsorship page and a banner ad campaign going on TripAdvisor. Again, we're exceeding their industry standards for click-through rates, so it looks beautiful. This ad is being served up on some competing beach cities. I regularly see it on Pismo Beach, TripAdvisor page, and some of the other Central Coast cities, so it's working well, and that runs all the way through. I think that runs through April of 2012.
On cost on that, I'm not. What did this TripAdvisor campaign run us?
$1,000. Thank you. $12,000 for the year. The sponsorship page is about half of that, $6,000 for the sponsorship page, and then the banner ad campaign was another $6,000.
And how long does the banner ad campaign run?
It goes until April. The sponsorship page lasts for an entire year, so it actually bleeds over into your 2012-2013 fiscal year. Because my thought is that we'll want to have a sponsorship page forever, as long as TripAdvisor is vital.
And so the $12,000 for the year, $6,000 went to the sponsorship page for a full year, $6,000 went for the end of October, or was it November through April?
I believe this started
November.
Yeah, like November 10th.
November through April, and they're saying so far we've had 141. Okay, I'm trying to...
And I think as we go, our reporting has been kind of, they're giving it to us 3 weeks at a time, you know, and we'll be getting quarterly reporting. We just missed because we didn't get on until after September 30th, but we'll have a December 30th reporting that'll show us everything that we've done. So it'll get more defined
Perfect.
As we go.
Great. Thank you very much.
This is a CPC. They're advertising in Travel 50 and Beyond. It's a print ad. They've also got Morro Bay in their directory, and they had some pretty good success and pretty good leads with this. This publishes January 1st, and they're doing three different campaigns through the first 6 months of 2012.
That's a beautiful photo. That looks like a rack card to me.
We need to start working on those rack cards. It does. It's okay. It may be coming up next, too. I'm not sure. Okay, and this is just some of the press that happened over the last month.
Explorer Juan Cabrillo in 1542, because it was shaped like the turbans worn by North African Arabs called Moors. It was originally spelled with one R. The word Moro with two R's is also Spanish for a high land mass above a harbor that can hold fortifications. Okay, I know you have got a lot more questions out.
So this, I don't know if you've followed this. He regularly asks for questions. That's part of his news coverage. So our staff has been vigilantly putting in questions about Morro Bay. So we may get some more coverage. They've come up with some doozies, I have to tell you. But anyway, that was kind of fun. These are the news releases that we've got going. We've got a winter activities in Morro Bay that's going to go out on 12/14. We have the Bird Festival that's supposed to go out 12/16. I was in touch with the Bird Festival committee, and they're doing a lot of press coverage, so we're trying to fill in any gaps. They do all the local coverage. We're going to do some of the niche marketing to the Audubon, and some of that's actually been done from last year. They did follow-ups with that. But I've been in communication with the person that's dealing with their press, and we're just trying to make sure that everything's covered. So she's doing some of it, and we're doing the remainder. And then we've decided in January to try and gather. We've been gathering some information. We talked to Central Coast stand-up paddle boards and, how the winter months, as far as surfing and SUP and kayaking and all of that. And we're going to get a press release out to, again, Nature, publications, athletic, water sports, that kind of thing. So just kind of try to build up the fact that you can still do all that stuff in Morro Bay during first quarter. Okay, on to analytics. These are our total website visits, and we are down slightly in our total website visits. We are very hopeful that once the new website launches, this is all going to change. And but that's our current. It's not far off, but we'd definitely like to be seeing increases. Again, page views are up. The same trend happened last month. The fact that people are spending a little bit more time on the site, if they're getting there, they're spending more time. And again, with the new website, we feel like that's going to increase as well. This is new visitors, which is a very healthy, almost 70%, and 30% of returning visitors. So that was very similar to last month as well, and we hope that continues. And these are our smartphone visits, extremely close to. We had a couple of months where they were very down, and we were trying to figure out whether the data was wrong or if the analytics that we were getting, because it was very odd. Anyway, this is obviously comparing November 2010 to November 2011, and we're just neck and neck with smartphone visits. Smart device visitors continues to climb as more people get, and I'm assuming that after Christmas this is just going to go up and up and up because of all the iPad purchases and notepads and things like that. So we're going to see more and more of that. These were our top 10 referring URLs. Similar to last month, we've got TripAdvisor coming in second after Morro Dunes. The travel nationalgeographic.com is a good one to see. Facebook, Yahoo, Constant Contact from some of our email blasts that we've been doing. Top 10 referring cities. There were a couple of Arroyo Grande came up on this, which I thought was interesting. And San Jose went up a few points from last month. So we are doing some SanJoseMercuryNews.com for CPC, and then we're starting for TBID on that as well. So I expect to see that rising a little bit. And this is the lodging report, and Joan and I have had some discussions about this. This was a similar trend to last month in that the click-throughs were dramatically higher on the lodging page. We're looking at individual hotels, whether, I know that some hotels routinely have more hits than others. So we've got Jennifer and another account coordinator looking at the stats right now just to make sure that we're on the right track. It looks beautiful, but we want to make sure it's right. And then here's our Jackrabbit clicks, which were up about 500 from November of 2010. They've got these reversed, I think, the color coding reversed. Anyway, we are up, and we were up last month as well. So there is some theory as to when we're in lower seasons, the Jackrabbit clicks, because you guys have more vacancies, there's more action. So we know that that's a common trend. And that we didn't really know, or the cops, what's it called?
Caroling cops.
And so we got the information from the chamber immediately and got that out there and got a lot of nice comments on that. So that's been working well. And then this, we ran a couple of Facebook ad reports, one for CPC, which was in, we did this in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. They do a 50-mile radius of each city. And this was over the Thanksgiving weekend, hoping to take advantage of some people surfing the web and shopping. We also did one for TBID at the same time, which we went into Fresno and San Jose, same 50-mile radius for both those cities. And just, you know, you can see you're not spending very much money. You're, you know, it's about a dollar a click, and it's just, those are just Facebook ads that are showing up to targeted markets. So we do that usually once a month for each committee. And then we've got Facebook posts. We posted a video that Robert Weber did of Morro Bay recently, got a lot of good response to it. And this was an ongoing deal about the tall ships. People love those tall ships. It went, that went on for 30, I don't know, there was like 35 comments on it, so it was nice. The end. Any questions?
No, there was one last thing, which was I did connect you with Jacqueline Delaney from Options. She sent an email. This is regarding the marketing of the Oyster Festival. She did send that email saying that she wanted to get back to us because we had the motion was the board had approved the motion for $5,000 for funding for the festival that she's putting together with Options, and it was inclusive of the date, so she wanted to let you know that they drilled down on the date for June 16, 2012, and that is the weekend after the graduation of Cal Poly, so that's after graduation weekend. So I'm sorry?
The Rock to Pier run is generally in July.
So June 16th, and so I believe that we just needed a consensus for that date for her to move forward, and I, you know, we had told her one of two dates, and that was one of them, so is there a board consensus here? We don't need a vote, it's just the consensus that she moves forward, that Sherry moves forward with her. So I've connected the two of them, and off we go, Sherry. So we'll get back to Jacqueline, let her know. And good report. Any questions for Sherry on any of the information at all right now? No? If you have questions, shoot them to her. Okay, new business. A, selection of the month and a subcommittee for the annual stakeholders meeting. The annual stakeholders meeting took place, I believe, in, was it late March or early April last year? And the subcommittee that we had work on it last year was the trade show subcommittee. They just put the little event together. Did we want to, this was the actual report that we put out with an agenda and everything else. We did a PowerPoint and a survey and all that, and so I was assuming that we were going to go back at it this year in the same kind of direction. And we held it at the Inn at Morro Bay. We, as I recall, we put an email notice out to all the hoteliers. And then I actually had myself and my staff drive around and drop off physical invitations, and then the day before I had my staff call and make sure that everybody would be there. If we want to go the same route as far as approach, we need to set a date, but because we have to annually hold this meeting. So I'm looking for a month, March or April, first of all. And I believe that Easter is in April this year, isn't it? Can somebody?
We can find that out. But when's the annual budget due?
Our budget begins. The budget begins July 1st.
I know. That wasn't my question. When is our annual budget? Yeah, due by the city.
Due to the city?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. May-ish.
Oh.
We'll start our budget process in April or May.
That's when we have to have it?
It's interesting. Your budget is...
It's a forecasted number, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. It's not so much...
Break, so let's do this. Let's say that... let's look at the month of March, and then what we'll do is assign a subcommittee and let the subcommittee drill down on the exact date, location, and all the other things. If we want to go back and have the trade show subcommittee just do a repeat, you know, of how they did it last year, or if you want to assign a new subcommittee, that's up to you guys.
I think the trade show is fine, but I think rather than having the trade show put together the PowerPoint of what had been accomplished in the prior year, that maybe BCA could do something like that.
Absolutely.
And make that presentation, and that would not be more effective. It was a great PowerPoint last year, but easier for the trade show.
Oh, yeah, definitely easier. And shall we do a survey again to gauge satisfaction from our stakeholder satisfaction, so we can see what we need to work on?
Was this a survey that was conducted during the meeting last year? I don't remember.
No, this was a survey that was done the month prior to the meeting, and then the survey results were shown at the meeting.
How satisfied were they last
time? They're pretty satisfied. It's like a 96% approval rating on most things.
You know, it might be, if you did it last year, I think probably continuing, it's a good idea. Maybe you expand a little bit and ask an additional question, like, you know, what are the two or three most important things you think we should target on for the coming year or something like that?
I'll tell you what we'll do. Once we figure out what the committee is, whoever the committee is, I can either shoot them, I can shoot them last year's survey, and then we can, just like we did with Jackrabbit, bring the survey back to the board to look at the next meeting. We can do that kind of thing. And Sherry's never seen the survey either. Or I can shoot it to everybody via email, and they can have their ideas ready to go at the next meeting without discussing it, you know, that kind of thing. So March, we're back to the month of March. Agreed. And committee, subcommittee? Trade show subcommittee?
Yeah, I mean, I'd volunteer to help, but if there's already a committee, fine.
You're on the trade show, Nick. But, you know, it's fairly easy because we go out to the Inn at Morro Bay and they set lunch up, and we kind of walk away from, you know, that duty. And so now third thing is the budget. I think last year we budgeted, let me look what we actually. Hang in there with me, everyone. I think we budgeted like $3,500, but we didn't spend all that. We came in.
Yeah, I think we spent about half that.
We came in below budget, but we don't know what prices for lunch will be. So we budgeted $3,350 for this. Okay, so we have a budget of $3,350 already approved for this. So let's just move forward with that, and we'll come back with. We'll go out and make some contacts and do that. So we need a motion for... Yes, Sherry.
Just because I wasn't here last year. Mm-hmm. So you do a recap, basically, of the marketing efforts for the current fiscal year? Or do you do it for the whole calendar, January through December? Does it... Just wondering what, as far as preparing a PowerPoint, what we'll be addressing?
It's an annual... recap. So if we had it in March, it would be March.
March
or
to March.
Are
okay.
Are we using the fiscal year, Andrea? We're using the fiscal year. Pardon?
Yes. Yeah.
Use fiscal.
Okay.
Future budget information.
And then this the packet that we used last year went to council as our annual report too, as our submitted annual report. So that would work well. So we're using fiscal year.
Okay.
So.
And the other thing also is, if everything goes according to plan, we should have the website just about starting up then. So that could be a big part of the program as well.
Do you have the PowerPoint from last year?
I do.
I would love to take a look at it.
Absolutely. I'll shoot the PowerPoint which is the results of the survey, basically. It's the questions of the survey and the results of the survey. I'll shoot that back to everybody just as kind of a refresh button, and then we'll just go from there. But now, and then we'll sit down. We'll talk about what John did last year. Okay? All right. Perfect. And so looking for a motion for March. Am I looking for a motion?
Yeah, Easter's April 8th, I think. So kay. March would be good.
March would be good. So we're looking for a motion for the annual stakeholders meeting to be held at some point in March to be determined by the subcommittee. Trade show said worked out relatively quickly or not, and then we would have to move to January. So thoughts from the board?
Could I suggest that since our meeting would have been next week at this time, 10 o'clock on Thursday, that this room may be still available because we just released it, and we would have a location, and it would be a date that we would have normally been there, so probably a lot of us have our calendars open, so we could do it next Thursday at 10 o'clock?
I'm concerned about noticing issues.
I'm sorry?
I'm concerned about noticing issues and getting information out. I'm also concerned about staff's availability.
What's our notice requirement?
I'm not sure if it's 24 or 48, but we've got... I'm not sure which one it is. I think it might be 24.
If we got 7 days.
I am concerned about staff availability and noticing just with that quick turnaround and getting the documents ready for you to look at that you've asked us for. I don't think we're going to be able to gather that information in that amount of time.
I don't know. If we don't do it next Thursday, then we're, you know, sometime in January. Took 2 months to set up the last meeting, and now we're going to, you know. I guess we all know I would like to move things along.
I understand that. I take exception to your remark about taking 2 months to set up a meeting. We're happy to get it done as soon as you ask us to do. We sent out an email and got a response back. I think the meeting happened quite quickly. I would anticipate that we want to get you information so you can make an educated decision, and I'm concerned about getting that information together for you by next Thursday.
I'm wondering whether at this point maybe the TBID should set up a subcommittee to kind of pursue this, and then we don't have to, and then maybe when we get that done we could set up another workshop that's, you know, that has staff present and that has its time for meeting space and public notification, but we can come forward at that point with some more concrete plan of action and options to review with staff, to review to council, because that seems to be the process that we're going through.
I can see where when I can see a couple of things. I can see getting everybody's ideas. I can see when it comes to a subcommittee that it might be good when it comes to the finances, since it's going to affect the TBID, I'm assuming, that the TBID actually have a subcommittee that drill down on the financial side of it. However, I'll take your thoughts.
Karen, I like that idea. The only thing is I'm not sure if we're at that point yet. We're still kind of ahead of, I mean, if we put a subcommittee together, I think that's kind of jumping the gun, because right now, and the way the meeting turned out yesterday, it was just kind of a blast of a lot of people's ideas and feelings and thoughts, and I think we need maybe a meeting or two more to kind of coalesce those ideas together, and then, you know, and then maybe form a subcommittee to zero in on some solutions to, you know, the challenges we want to overcome. So I think another meeting probably would be and then once we get these ideas together, we can maybe form a subcommittee to work on those specifics.
I was going to, independent of your suggestion, was going to say, you know, when we talked about packaging and took the side note that this is a role for the new person, this person, if in fact we have that person, I was going to say that maybe it would make sense if the TBID said, okay, here is a specific responsibility that we would see this person take up. And I think I mentioned before, too, that, you know, the organizing of the SAVOR event, which takes so much. I mean, it still takes a lot of volunteers there, but the legwork and getting up to making that thing actually happen would be a major responsibility of this person. I was thinking if we could come up with examples of specific things that we would see these people do, or this person do, you know, as a TBIT group, that we could present back to them. That may not be everything this person would do, but it would be those responsibilities that we as a group would see this person taking on. So, which we could accomplish in a subcommittee, and then maybe, you know, to pick up where Nick's coming at, then we can throw those into the mix when we have our next meeting in January or wherever it is with a larger group. And just the other thing I'd say is that going along with Nick saying is yeah, it was just bullets flying everywhere. Not bullets, but ideas flying everywhere. So we're not going to get moved forward on a decision until we get some consensus in the larger group. But
be helpful in this. I'm just concerned about, I don't want to promise something that I'm concerned we can't provide by next week, because as you well know, TBIT is only a small part of what we do. So mm-hmm. we're trying to get you documents that will help you make a better decision. Maybe by getting those, you'll feel comfortable. The whole group will get those, everyone that participated yesterday. And I think that might be helpful in narrowing down that discussion at a general workshop. But it's hard to say because you've got a group of a lot of different interests. But I think that information is going to help between the job descriptions, the roles and responsibilities, and I think there was something else we were going to provide.
BCA contract, chamber
right.
contract,
so
and
I think that's
going to
be helpful. And it's also going to be more information to
digest, yeah. And I agree with you, Andrew,
RFP,
because
the RFP.
Our workshops can get out of hand with just talking, and if we have what we've already talked about and people can review that, then we can move forward rather than be static for much of the time.
Andrew, I'm kind of going with you on this and saying, okay, next week is out. So we're really talking probably second week of January to get past the holidays.
What about, let me throw this out. So, there's a week between, I don't know what people's schedule are, but there's a week between Christmas and New Year's, and if you've got, or the first week of January. We can, you know, we can do it as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. We could even do it the following week after next. I'm just concerned about next week.
So what we have is if we're looking at Thursdays, and I'm just saying we're looking at Thursday because we're on a Thursday today, we've got the 22nd and the 29th. If we're looking at Wednesdays, we have the 21st and the 28th of this month. Oops, excuse me, because next week is out. So we have the 21st and the 28th. And then we move into January. January Wednesdays, we have the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. Okay.
So realistically, will the city, do you think, have docs out by, should we look at the first week of January, do you think, Andrea?
The 4th?
Yeah, my push is to try to get that stuff out
sure.
next week.
Sure.
So certainly that week, if you're concerned about the week between Christmas and between Christmas and New Year's, certainly the first week of January.
So you're saying it's doable by the 28th or 29th, totally doable by the 4th and 5th.
Yeah, the 28th and 29th, the one downside is we may be squished on facilities because community center is closed for renovation, but we could probably find something, maybe here. That first week of January, certainly everything will be open back up.
Yeah, I think we should be realistic and just that last week in December, you were going to, I mean, not a lot of people, including myself, probably would not be able to make that. So I think January, first week in January would be good.
So what's Andrea, look at the 4th or the 5th? That's a Wednesday, Thursday. See if we can find a facility that's, see if we can find something that's open. Let's look at the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th, because a Tuesday can even work for people. I think Tuesdays are probably good for a lot of people. It's just for right now, let's figure out workshop dates.
Yeah, I think we should have another workshop and then our next meeting T-bid meeting, we should look at the subcommittee.
At the workshop, we can even form subcommittees to come back and let's look at the meeting dates. First, to give you a range of dates, Andrea, because I know sometimes it's hard to find facility space, let's look at the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. I think that would work really well.
Okay,
now back to the issue of subcommittees. Do we want to form a subcommittee, or do we? What's your thoughts, people?
Well, I was in favor of the subcommittee idea, but if we form it, there's no reason to meet before February because we couldn't present anything back to this board for approval by the 4th or 5th of January. So I was. What I was suggesting is, why don't we schedule the workshop after our next TBID meeting so the subcommittee could report back, we could act on that recommendation, and then have our workshop.
Can there be subcommittees formed out of the workshop?
No action. So you'd need to
Gotcha.
Your next meeting.
Just curious.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's probably going to be more effective than trying to get something going now. If we can get the next workshop.
None. Motion carries, Andrea. Okay, declaration of future agenda items. We have an app for that, for future agenda. And also, there's some conflict that's arisen with the TBID meeting for the first week, for the second Thursday of the month, and I was wondering if we could get the motion was that the motion was stated that we would move our meeting time to 9 a.m. on the second or the first TBID, or second or the first Thursday of the month, with the second Thursday being preferable. I'm wondering if we could come back in January at our meeting that's on the 12th and revisit that for the first Thursday of the month. Is there anyone on the board who would disagree to discussing that again?
Is there a problem with anybody having it on the second Thursday?
It's a question. Yes, there's a little bit of a conflict.
And I think after a change like this, after a couple of months of reviewing it and seeing how it works with everybody's schedule, that it's conscious to go ahead and review it and make sure that that's still working for everybody. So I wouldn't have any objection to revisiting the date at the next meeting.
Are you okay with that, John?
I'm easy. Every day is a Saturday to me.
Gosh. Yeah, wow. Nice. Okay, so are you okay with that, revisiting that, Nick?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay,
yeah,
so we'll revisit that on on the next meeting on January 12th, if we could. Okay, terrific. And other future agenda items?
We were going to be back with the California Welcome Center report.
Right. Oh, so that's a continued yeah. California. Okay. And if there's anything that you would like on the agenda, please make sure that you all get that to me like 10 days in advance of the meeting, because Andrea and I sit down about a week out and put together the, and I just like to give that out as a reminder, folks.
We need to put the website on the agenda.
That's
a continuing thing. Okay, and then the stakeholders, just the discussion of the date, does that need to go on for new business?
Continuing.
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Any others? Nope.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, happy holidays, everyone. I'd like to say happy holidays to everyone. Thank you. Cookies. Second. She seconds. All in favor? Aye.